Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, September 21st, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with pledge invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, count it a blessing, to ask that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, but not just every member of this court, every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you continue to put your loving arms around those family members and loved ones in ways fighting for our democracy. Lord, we ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for request for proposal for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve execute receive and file change order number 9 for the Jefferson County New Health Clinic in Port Arthur with NNT Construction for an increase of $71,505.57. For the installation of technology cabling, phone cabling, local panic button system, camera cabling, interior signage, and exterior signage, bringing the total contract amount from $2,004,600.63 to $2,076,106.20, with an increase in the number of days by 25, bringing the total contract working days to 397. That's a project that's funded by the Hurricane Ike Round 1 disaster funding. Item C is consider and approve a correction of a vehicle identification number for a vehicle sold by Horns Auction Company on September 5th, 2015, a 2000 GMC dump truck that had previously been listed under VIN number 1GDM7H1C3Y. J510803. The correct VIN number is 1GDM7H1C3Y1 or J510736. Item D is consider and approve an interdepartmental transfer of county property as authorized by the local government code section 011J, and that's for equipment that it's listed as 262.11 on the agenda. It should be 262.011, Jay.
Cindy Cherry's here.
And that is for about 15 items of property, shotguns, televisions, chairs, and bookshelves, and mower and electric gate that are listed on an addendum to the Commissioner's Court meeting. And via addendum, item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a work order with Garver LLC for development of airport zoning for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a lump sum of $9,750. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Yes, sir. Ms. Rayl, item B, that's 25 days in addition to the extension we gave them 2 weeks ago.
That's correct.
Thank you, sir.
Sir,
I think the original extension
was this one that's related is this additional work that's covered here. All this cabling work that has to be done and pull those cables through.
Right, and the questionable work that's going, the questions we're having now that we have to correct, will that be additional days possibly to that concerning the final walkthrough?
If we find anything, I don't think it depends on what it is, but I don't think it should add any data.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We'll take an item out of order. Item B, under County Commissioners, is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Recovery Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. I believe we have Ms. Cherry here today on behalf of the county. Ms. Cherry, if you'll come forward. Where is she? Is anybody here as a representative for National Recovery Month?
Good afternoon. My name is Beth Crabtree.
Okay. I'll read this proclamation. It says, whereas substance abuse, use, and behavioral health disorders are a serious and treatable public health problem that affect millions of Americans of all ages, races, and ethnic backgrounds and create huge medical, societal, and economic costs. Whereas behavioral health is an essential part of our overall health and wellness, and providing prevention techniques and effective treatment will help people recover. And whereas prevention of mental and or substance abuse use disorders works, treatment is effective, and people recover in our area and around the nation. And whereas preventing and overcoming mental and or substance abuse, substance use disorders is essential to achieving healthy lifestyles, both physically and emotionally. Whereas we must encourage relatives and friends of people with mental and or substance use disorders to implement preventive measures, recognize the signs of a problem, and guide those in need to appropriate treatment and recovery support services. And whereas the theme, Join the Voices of Recovery, Visible, Vocal, Valuable, the 2015 observance of National Recovery Month calls attention to the benefits to be gained through open discussions of mental and substance use disorders and the reality of recovery. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the month of September 2015 as National Recovery Month in Jefferson County, and call upon the people of Jefferson County to observe this month to recognize the achievement of those who seek to overcome the stigma and secure the benefits of substance abuse and or mental health treatment and recovery.
Good afternoon. I'm Beth Crabtree, and I'm the ROS chairperson for 2015. ROS stands for Recovery Oriented Institutional Care for the Golden Triangle in Southeast Texas. I am joined by over 30 members of the community from probation, parole, TDCJ, employers, faith-based organizations, treatment facilities, and mental health community efforts, along with peer recovery coaches and other numerous individuals in our society. We as a whole take action in our community. We held a recovery rally just this past weekend. We served over 350 people in Beaumont at Magnolia Park. This was our third annual recovery rally, but the first held in Beaumont. Two previous were held in Port Arthur. We have a momentum started, and we don't want it to end. I'd like to say today the message of value, inspiration, and hope for those affected by mental health and substance abuse. In one way or another, we are all touched by these invasive and life-threatening medical illnesses. All right, y'all got to excuse me. I've never done this before. We have all had someone we have known or been directly affected. The bondage of these diseases has no rhyme or reason, nor do these diseases discriminate between race, culture, creed, socioeconomic level, age, or religion. Today, we recognize the freedom that can be obtained from these illnesses and the true value that life can bestow. In this nation, 1/3 of the population is affected by mental illness. 75% of those are duly addicted. Simultaneously, addiction affects everyone in the United States, even here in Jefferson County. Addiction costs money by the means of medical costs, lost wages, crime involving property, and even human life. Today, we honor those that have overcome their illnesses and addictions and have them in remission. We say remission because, like cancer, mental illness and addiction is not curable, but arrestable. Those in recovery stand before you today as a visual sign there is hope. We are valued persons in our communities and homes, and we are productive citizens giving back to those that still suffer from such a life-threatening illness. I stand before you with 23 years, 8 months, and 3 days recovery. I was the dope fiend that everybody was scared of. But something came into my life that made me want change. Today, I help other persons with mental illness and addiction for the last 18 years. I also help people that have been raped, have lost their children through their own choices, and help them become reunified with them. I am only one of many voices in this community that are willing to stand up and claim this month of recovery And I hope that all of y'all will also.
And approve budget transfer for printing for the replacement of a computer in the amount of $1,750. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for the Dispute Resolution Center in the amount of $1,500 for additional costs for supplies. Item C is consider and approve acceptance of the 2015 Port Security Grant and authorize County Auditor to submit required acceptance forms through FEMA's ND grant system. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 411959 through 412217. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, one item is to consider and approve item A, microfilm data storage service agreement with Browns River Marathi Company, CoFile, to store county clerk's microfilm off-site. These records date back from 1826 to the present. There are approximately 5,400 rolls. Do I have a motion on that item?
So.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor? Sure.
I was looking at the itemized list on the cost associated with that. Have we ever explored the possibility of having a site here in this area that may be less expensive than Dallas? Or is there something specific about that particular location that makes it more conducive for storage of these microfish rolls?
The type of storage vault, for one thing. As long as we do business with CoFile, there's no charge for us at the present time. They will start billing us once we're not doing business with them. For instance, right now they're contracting to do our maps and stuff, so there's no charge to us for this year. We won't be paying any fee this year. And we're probably gonna have an ongoing project with them for the next couple of years, so there won't be any annual charge for us as long as we're doing business with them. They are the only company that actually does restoration for records, official restoration for records. So when it comes to restoring our records, they're the only company that really does restoration of records. And we have a lot of records that's going to have to be restored.
So they're not actually going to be charging us, but their attached fee structure was possibly at some point in the future?
Well, we will pay at some point in time when we're not actually doing business with them, when we don't have actual, when we're actually not doing a contract with them to do records and stuff. Yeah, we will have an annual maintenance record to do it, but they do have a vault for storage, and they do. They should have been in a vault a long time ago, actually.
Thank you.
Another record? I don't know if there is or not.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, item A can be tabled. We've already covered item B. Item C is considering possibly approving amended Jefferson County voluntary tow service rotation list guidelines. Item D is considering possibly approve receiving file resolution submitting Commissioner Eddie Arnold as Jefferson County's nominee to the Policy Committee of the Texas Conference of Urban Counties for the 2016-2017 biennium. Item E is considering possibly approve out-of-state travel for Terry Looney, Coastal and Marine Resources Agent, for October 19th through 21st to attend the Gulf of Mexico Regional Texas Sea Grant meeting in Long Beach, Mississippi. All costs will be paid by the National Ocean Sciences Bowl Consortium. However, she will use a county vehicle for transportation. Item F is consider and approve an order to adopt a tax rate at 36.5 cents per $100 valuation, which is 0.342106 for maintenance and operations and 0.022894 for debt service. And item G is consider and approve giving notice to Honeywell Business Solutions to terminate the energy services agreement related to the energy savings annual monitoring. We'll take H and I separately. Do I have a motion on items C through G? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item H is to conduct a public hearing on 2015-2016 Jefferson County budget. So at this time, we'll open up a public hearing. If there's anyone that wishes to comment on the proposed budget for 2015-2016. There being no one, we will close the public hearing. Item I is to adopt the 2015-2016 budget. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. The budget carries. Under County Treasurer, we have one item. Item A is to receive and file investment schedule for August 2015, including the year-to-date total earnings on county fund. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved. Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our agenda. Is there anything any official wishes to bring to the attention of public without our taking action?
Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to recognize Tim Funches. He was he is the president-elect of the County Treasurer Association of Texas, and so I'd like to congratulate Tim and keep us informed.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Judge, I want to say this here, and we've been remiss at the end of the budget hearings not saying something. This court took in consideration all the hard things and things that we had on the table to make decisions with in reference to the budget. I think the thing I'm going to be very upfront and that we're very proud of is the fact that we haven't raised taxes. This court has been working hard to make sure we don't raise taxes, and that's with all of the other pressures that come on to this particular court. I want to thank Patrick and his staff for a job well done, and the commissioners to work hard and continue to work hard for the citizens of Jefferson County. Thank you.
Yes, and I certainly want to extend my gratitude to Mr. Swain and Ms. Lee and everybody that was involved in the budget process. It was obviously a difficult year and one where we had some challenges and a few disagreements, but as always, they worked extremely hard, and we're very thankful to you for all the information you provide many times at a moment's notice, and it's what enables us to do the job that we're charged with doing, and so thank you.
Let me echo those thank yous for Fran and putting that information together. Does a great job. And also, you know, to the court, it was a tough year as far as the limitations on revenue, and the department heads came in with some conservative budgets, so that made it a little bit easier. But you know, as we look into the future, we're hoping for those still strong on sales tax and all those projects that are out there to be done to continue on. And hope oil prices go up a little bit.
Well, I hope I'm wrong. And I hope that sales taxes can continue to be strong. And I hope that oil recovers, because obviously the inventories of oil locally contribute significantly to our ad valorem tax base. The prices of oil at present might be good for the rest of the country, not so good for Texas. So. We'll hope that next year is a little bit better year. And I want to thank the commissioners for all their hard work on the budget too, and their input. And if there's nothing further, and by the way, I'll say one more time, and all the department heads and elected officials, we did advise the department heads and elected officials in advance of the difficulties that this year posed, and I'm very thankful for the cooperation they showed and for some who came forward and agreed to help. Anything else? We are adjourned.